USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top AAA official is admitting Americans are ready to hit the road this holiday season after being stuck at home last year. The Auto Club predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's period. That's a 34% increase from last year and just below the 119 million who got out in 2019 before the pandemic hit. On Friday, the White House COVID response team held a briefing where CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron virus is on its way to becoming a dominant variant in the United States.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Just a week ago, a deadly tornado barreled through five states in the Midwestern and Southern United States, with Kentucky being hit the hardest. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear describes a force that is helping his state to recover.
We're over 1,300 strong in western Kentucky, 640 guard, 600 plus transportation employees, 100 state police, 20 plus forestry individuals. We believe that FEMA is swelling to about 700 this week.
Beshear adding that his state recorded 77 deaths and only one person is still missing. Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright, describes the moments before she pulled the trigger as chaotic. Potter sobbing on the witness stand as she testified, saying she meant to use her taser on Wright during a traffic stop. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Senate Democrats are still negotiating amongst themselves on President Biden's Build Back Better Act. That's a key part of his economic agenda. This, as many Republicans, including Congresswoman Nancy Mace of North Carolina, believe the BBB Act will not pass, period.
When President Biden says that Build Back Better needs more time, what he really means is Build Back Better is dead. This bill will not pass or go anywhere before the end of the year. And looking into 2022 with the midterm elections, I don't see how you move this monstrosity forward. It's not going to cost $1.75 trillion, more like $3, probably $5 trillion. The American people were misled on it. And that's very problematic for the president and for the Senate going forward.
The Biden administration is warning that winter could be bad for the unvaccinated as COVID-19 hospitalizations are on the rise across the United States. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News how her state will try to stop the spread.
Inform people, give them the data, focus on the science, encourage them to consistently wash their hands like we did throughout the pandemic to make sure that they're not feeling well. They should stay home, protect the vulnerable individuals.
This comes as a Fox Business poll reveals nearly half of Americans don't approve of how President Biden is handling COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.